Dear Grayson, today your baptism day. We hear the story of creation from Genesis chapters 1 and 2, how in the beginning the earth was a dark void, and God's power swept over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God created night and day, the stars and the sky, the seas and land, winged creatures and cattle, and humans to take care of it all. God not only created humans, but God created all humans in God's image. You, Grayson, are a reflection of everything that is good about God and about God's creation, and your family knows this to be true every time they see you. When God imagined the earth and the skies and spoke them into being, God was also imagining you. God counts every precious hair on your head and rejoices with you and your family and all of us this day, the day when your parents and sponsors brought you to the font and made promises to you, when this congregation prayed over you, when God publicly declared you God's child, sealed you with the mark of the Holy Spirit, and gave you the gifts of forgiveness and hope and a new identity in Christ. The beginning of creation, as told to us in Genesis, starts with water. Water, like God and like life and like baptism, has an element of mystery to it. I know that whenever I stand next to the ocean shore and look out over the vastness of the seas, or when I sit in a boat in the middle of a lake and see a storm coming across the lake, I feel small and insignificant next to the power of water. And there's something so mysterious about it. When I was in college, I worked as a lifeguard and began my lifeguarding in indoor pools where you can see the bottom pretty easily. And then when I worked at church camp one summer, I lifeguarded on the lake, and it was so much harder to lifeguard in a lake because you can't see below the surface of the water, and you can't see if people are in distress and not coming up for air. So the mystery and the danger of water is real to those who are around it and have to keep people safe. But there's no doubt that water also heals us, and baptism is a part of that. What is more healing, more spacious, something that gives us more wholeness and more hope than watching a baptism and being a part of it? Martin Luther, the father of the Lutheran faith, loved baptism, and he always pushed for baptisms to be a part of worship services, not only for those who were baptized to know that they are surrounded by community, but for the people who were coming to be a part of worship, what a blessing it is to be able to watch and be part of a baptism, because it is something that is so hopeful in a world that feels like bad news is coming to us over and over again. Baptism is a way to say, no, in the midst of all of this, we still have hope. We have hope in a God who creates and loves and gives us grace and mercy. And we believe that God's grace is enough for us, even in this difficult and mysterious world. And there's mystery to baptism. We don't always exactly know why it works, but it does. The word of God is there. Whoever is baptized is blessed and has an identity. We know that water that gives us so much life is also mysterious and gives destruction and death, as we see and know this morning as we think this very minute about people in Florida. And mystery is a part of faith. And baptism gives us the strength to look beyond these difficult mysteries and unanswered questions and to know for sure that God is with us and loves us, and God's grace is enough, even in times of mystery. The creation story itself from this morning also has mystery to it. It leaves us with many questions, but it tells us also a lot about God. And it tells us that we can hope in God and God's creative and wonderful work for the world, and that God continues to create. But what it also tells us is that God has hope in us, too. When God created the world, Genesis tells us that God stepped back and took time to rest. And God allowed the creatures and the humans and the whole creation to continue creating even while God was resting. So God has hope in us, too, to be creators with God and continue to care for the earth and for each other and for the plants and the animals and the people and loved ones around us. And so, Grayson, you are not only blessed by God this morning, as loved by God, imagined by God, you are also given a role by God as a creator of the earth. You and your life matters, and it will make a difference. You are entrusted by God to live a life, to have confidence in grace and in hope, and to know that God is with you through it all. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please be seated while we receive our tithe and offering.